Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.
Hello and welcome to the Talking Yanks pregame show. It is myself, John Boy, and I am with none other than Big Baby David, replacing Jake once again, filling in as Jake, I think, just landed, touched down in the Colorado. David, how you doing?
Not bad. A lot of driving today. My brother went to college, so I was doing that kind of stuff.
Where's he going?
TCNJ. It's a sophomore year, so nothing crazy. Running it back.
That's somewhat by me, right?
Not far.
Cool.
Not far.
Cool. Yeah, so game three, Sunday night baseball, kind of exciting. A lot of drama. I usually hate Sunday night baseball because it's 8 p.m. start and we have to record the podcast afterwards, which is brutal. But last week we had to record after a 10 p.m. start, so we're getting better. And this is kind of an exciting one. Yankees versus Dodgers. It's Sunday night baseball. It's Kershaw on the mound for them. Domingo for us, which isn't, I want people to know I'm not putting them on the same pedestal, but this is going to be a fun big game. It's going to have a big feel to it.
And it's the rubber game of a series. Not that who wins the series in August matters, but yeah. It's a narrative.
Yeah. And you're going to have those loud as fuck ESPN mics. So it's going to it's going to feel fun. I'm kind of excited about this one. Do you have the platform of the podcast that Jake and I have afterwards? Do you need to get any thoughts out, BBD, on everything yesterday, since you have a microphone in front of you?
I don't have anything to say that hasn't been said and isn't going to be covered by you guys after the show, really. Like, the ninth inning was weird. I'm weirdly not, like, that upset about it. I think it's because I also had like a dinner reservation soon after. So it's like, all right, fine. I gotta move on anyway.
That's funny. Yeah, man. I've been going at it because I'm just very curious to know what the rule is.
Yeah, I want to hear the reason.
It seems like the Dodgers I'm not mad at the Dodgers, but Muncy kind of stayed on the ground and Jansen called time, and those definitely helped the Dodgers out. Whether that's within the rules, that's fine. But if it is, I think that something needs to be kind of changed about that. I don't know. The whole thing, I'm just kind of curious, but I don't understand why Dodgers fans are so upset. They won.
Yeah.
And won in their favor. Yeah.
They won. They got everything they needed. I'm not mad at anything with the Dodgers. Like, if I were a Dodgers fan, I'd be happy with Muncy's like little flop there, and I don't care as a Yankee fan. Like, that didn't bother me. Some people are really mad about it.
Like, yeah, really I had someone DM me, was like, do you think Muncy's gonna get thrown at today?
And it's soft.
I just said no. I didn't lie. I just said no. They said, yeah, me neither. So, good talk.
All right.
I just don't think it's gonna, whatever. That's how it goes. Anyway, the lineup today, and you and I said this pre-show a little bit, I like this lineup. DJ LeMay, who's leading off playing first base. Aaron Judge, home run in both games, is playing right field, batting second. Didi Gregorius, he's probably the most questionable decision of the game yesterday, bunting with two strikes with Jansen, who couldn't throw a strike. Anyway, he is batting third, playing shortstop. Gleyber Torres starts is the second G in the mix, playing second base, batting cleanup. Gary back behind the dish. Gardner in center field. Gio Urshela is batting seventh. He was up to three a little bit ago, down to seventh, and it's not really a problem. It's just kind of how it goes. Talkman in at left field, batting eighth, and Domingo Herman on the bump and pitch and batting ninth. You said there was revised, and did you have it? Talkman?
I think originally it had Maben, and then Talkman got in. Maybe they looked at his lefty-righty splits and realized he was good. I also have, like, a couple Kershaw numbers, which we'll get into, and Maben's bad against him and has faced him a lot, so.
That's good.
That also is part of it, I think. Assuming that's what the change was. Just the Yankees account that tweeted the lineups called it a revised lineup. I never saw the original.
I'll hunt for some data behind it. But this lineup from the people that we have available, I think this is pretty good. Like, would we much rather have Hicks, Voit, Edwin? And Hicks is on his way back. But Gary being back in there in the five hole is better than five hole Gardner, who we had yesterday. And I like Tauchman in there. Tauchman, you know, his last at-bat yesterday was bad. But he had some good at-bats before that. And I kind of just like what he brings to the plate as a lefty. And we'll see. It's going to be a tough task going up against one of the best pitchers to ever do it, quite honestly, right?
Yeah, certainly of this century, he's the best. And of the guys that we have active right now, this is our A lineup. So that's good.
Yeah.
So realistically, maybe unless you're like a big Maben guy, even people who are big Maben guys, he hasn't been as hot recently. So I don't see how anyone can have a problem with this.
Yeah, but I'm sure. I asked Jake if he thought Wade was going to get a start in this West Coast trip. He hasn't yet. We're six games in. I don't think that maybe they do in Seattle, but it's kind of tough because I think if it was Tyro or someone else, they'd mix him in.
They mix him in. Yeah. I guess I'll guess that he'll get one in Seattle because just kind of the way the Yankees do things.
And that's what it seems, yeah.
Really don't matter. But also, we would have seen him, actually enter a game by now, I think, if we had any real intention of playing him.
Dude,
so
just to update you, I know no one cares. Louisiana's one strike away from winning the Little League World Series championship. Good battle at the plate. And he totally just struck him out and the ump didn't call a strike. Doesn't want to go home, I guess.
Jeez.
Now it's fouling back. But they're up 8-0, so they're going to win. But
it's going to happen.
They were, ready to celebrate, so wow.
Yeah.
All right, so the Dodgers lineup. Now, this is a return to, normalcy for what I thought was normal for them, because they are facing a right-hander for the first time this series. They have Jock Peterson leading off, playing left field. Muncy is batting second and playing second base. Turner is batting third. Bellinger fourth. Seager at short, batting fifth. Chris Taylor catching, Matt Beatty in center field, Barnes at first base, who just got called up, I believe, when Martin went on bereavement, and Kershaw's pitching.
Yep. If you told me these were the players that were going to be playing for them, this is probably the lineup I'd have written, just because it is kind of weird seeing Bellinger not be a top three hitter just because of the way baseball is, but yeah, Turner breaking up lefty, stuff like that, whatever. It's probably what I ultimately would have done if I were the Dodgers. So that's cool.
Louisiana won. The pitcher got a glove thrown at his face in celebration and then just kind of dropped to the bottom of the pile. It was okay, dog pile on top of me. I'll just go fetal position. And for a little bit, no one kind of went on top of him. It's kind of funny.
There's he went 2 seconds early, sort of like the Baltimore left fielder on that dive when he got hit in the head.
Yeah. So I'll break it down because MLB doesn't take all the money from Little League breakdown, so that's nice.
Yeah. Yeah.
put those out there. But Peterson, Muncy at the top, Turner 3, Bellinger 4. I think this is, in my brain, the best lineup the Dodgers have put out. I'm not that in tune to their lineup. I think I have some things wrong. Says no mo FOMO on the sheet. I always have something wrong on the sheet, so that's good. Barnes is catching and Taylor is center field. Cool. Good stuff. Jake's my check the lineup guy, and he's out. Domingo Herman's coming off a bad starting, and he's bad on the road. Is this something you're worried about? I wasn't worried about it. Now I'm kind of worried about it.
I wouldn't say I'm worried about it, but I want to see him do good because I root for the Yankees, but also just he kind of needs a good start just before Twitter starts being mean to him. I think he needs to at least be solid. Don't be clearly the reason we lose tonight, and he'll be fine, I think. But you never know. I'm not worried, but do good.
We still haven't unleashed our bullpen, which I really want to do.
Chapman still hasn't gone.
Britain went yesterday.
Hasn't pitched at all, right?
Yeah. I mean, I actually think that might be a good thing for him. A little breather, whatever. But
I don't mind too much.
How'd you think Corey Guerin looked coming out.
Yeah, he looked like kind of like good.
Yeah, I don't know.
I didn't watch that closely, but
everyone should be available today. The pitching path to victory. Zach Britton should be available. Ottavino should be available. Canley's available. Chad Green is the only one that's not. Even Guerin through eight, if he's going to be like someone they use. I hope we have the lead. But that's a tall ask against Kershaw. So
hey, Nestor's probably still unavailable. Excuse you.
Yeah, okay. Nestor too. Numbers versus Kershaw. DJ LeMahieu, they used to be in the same division. They faced each other a lot. DJ LeMahieu has 66 plate appearances versus Kershaw with a .280 batting average. That's pretty good, huh?
Yeah, I think he slaps some singles off him a decent amount is what it looks like.
Yeah, it looks like he got 12 singles.
Yeah, the average is about what you'd want from him off a guy like Kershaw. The OPS is still kind of low. It's a .694 OPS is what I've got against him. So I think he just doesn't get extra bases, but he finds ways to get on against Kershaw, which is big.
Gardner 0-7 with 2 strikeouts. That's a tough, tough at bat for Gardner. A lot of lefties. All right, so that's my what to watch for today is the lefties versus Kershaw. We have Didi, and then 2 down, we have Gardner, and then 1 down, we have Talkman. Didi, Gardner, Talkman. I need one of them to get an extra base hit in the middle of, like, to spark or end a rally.
Yeah, I would certainly like that. For me, it's just, like, as long as one of them gets, like, I guess if I can get 2 like total bases from that group off Kershaw, I'm good. So it's just kind of the same thing, I guess, because you just want one extra base hit.
Yeah. All right. Yeah. Those guys are going to be tested. I mean, if Gardner can get a hit off Kershaw, that's fantastic. That'd be pretty good.
That'd be if Gardner finds a gap.
Domingo Germán. We'll see, man. I mean, the Dodgers offense hasn't been anything incredible this series yet.
Yeah, they've been off for the most part.
Yeah.
He hasn't faced anybody, has he?
No, I wonder how deep they get. They let Germán go because, like we said, the bullpen is all ready to go. And they got to keep him on an innings limit, pitch limit at some point if they want him fresh for the playoffs. So
they keep saying they won't have to do it. But they won't have to, like, shorten his starts, really. But, like, I don't know. I don't believe them.
We'll see. We'll see if they try to limit it today. It would make sense. Pitching path to victory. If we're up a lot, I think it's the Four Horsemen. If we are losing, I think it's Sessa and Guerin. And that's kind of it, which sucks.
Yeah, I guess we could see a Chapman going in no matter what day because he's not pitched since the second game in Cleveland. So that's been like a full week.
That'd be cool. Yeah, if we're blowing him out. Yeah, I like that. If we're blowing him out or getting blown out, it might be Chapman's 9th no matter what.
Yeah, I think so.
All right, cool. Cool, 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 cool. So I'm watching the lefties. I want one lefty to get an extra base hit. You want just 2 total bases from the 3 lefties.
Yeah, that's what I'd say to your what to watch for okay. Sure.
Jake's in the chat. He says Clayton Kershaw's gone 6 innings plus every start this year. He's only lost 4 games. Did you see that?
Like the Dodgers only lost
the
4
Dodgers, games. The Dodgers have only lost 4 Clayton Kershaw starts this year.
Damn.
I got to double check that, but
I believe it.
I saw that and I was like, yeah, the Dodgers are 18-4 when he starts.
Jeez. That's fun for them.
I wonder what the losses were. San Francisco, San Diego Padres, Rockies, and Diamondbacks. And
each division opponent got them once.
Yeah, wow. They're all the NL West. The Dodgers haven't lost a game to an outside division with Kershaw on the mound this season. We could be the first. And none of them, like 2 of them, he allowed 4 runs. None of them.
Like they weren't on him.
No.
He's only broken 100 pitches 5 times out of his 22 starts.
All right. So they're kind of monitoring him. Did he have an injury this year or last year? Was the year he got hurt a lot?
He looks pretty good. The least amount of pitches he's thrown is 84.
Okay. So he's been consistently in the same range, fresh for October, that kind of stuff.
Damn, man.
How is he only 31? I feel like he's been around forever.
I don't know. He hasn't seen the eighth inning, so let's not let him see the eighth inning.
Yeah, I don't want to be his virginal eighth inning appearance this year. Because that would be a not fun narrative.
Yeah. All right. The Mets got 10 hits off in one game, only 3 runs. That sounds fun. Let's do that.
Yeah, do that and I'll be satisfied.
All right, let's go to the Homer draft. You got on the board yesterday, Baby David. Homer draft, it's the Homer draft. You got on the board. Were you happy with yourself?
I was really happy with myself. I felt a goddamn genius.
It's 3-2. Me three, you and Joe's, and Jake by proxy, have 2. So this is a big game. And you get the first pick. So for anyone that doesn't know, David cannot choose Glaber, Gio, Judge, or Tauchman.
That's right. So for my first choice, I'm going now, right?
Yeah, you're up.
So my first choice, I will go with...
Before you say it, Jake says, all caps, don't screw this up, David.
Okay. So for my first pick, I will go with the guy on the hat I'm not wearing and you're not wearing, Gary Sanchez.
You dirty son of a bitch.
Because I had a feeling you would, because there's not that many choices left in the last game of the series. And I didn't have that many choices left either. So I'm going with him. He hits lefties well, even though I think he's like, what, 0-2 off Kershaw ever. So that means nothing. I think he pokes him, and he's been getting hot. So give me Gary.
That's a dirty move. Okay, so I cannot take Judge, Didi, DJ, Gio, or Gary. That takes 5 of the players off the board. And then Herman's one of the players. So it looks like Gardner, Tauchman, and Glaber are options. So, okay, I'm taking Glaber and Tauchman.
Yeah, Tauchman had that one yesterday. I thought he was gonna sneak out there. I was very excited. But
so who are you taking? Now you can take Gardner, you can take Didi, you can take Herman.
Let's see. You know, I just had it in my head who I wanted. Let's go with Didi Gregorius, just because he has hit a couple homers lately.
Wow. I heard a rumor that Didi's just going to be bunting all game just to prove that he should have bunted. So, bad pick.
Damn. A big part of me wanted to go Gardner. I got my Let Brett Bang shirt in today. I should get yours at johnboymedia.com. But I'll go Didi because he's also on my fantasy team and it would help me.
It's a good pick. All right, let's find the over-under today. I mean, yesterday the over-under was 9.5 with CeCe and Gonsolin on the mound. You got Herman and Kershaw. It's either going to be 9.5 or 9. I think they're going to drop it to 9. I mean, I wouldn't be shocked if they drop this fucker to 8.5.
They could.
I'm going to guess they drop it to 9. And
I'll guess it stays 9.5.
All right. The over-under is 8.5.
Alrighty.
I think we might have a bullpen explosion here.
Mm-hmm.
I'm going over. We were both wrong yesterday. We said over. It ended at 2-1. 8.5 is a low line. One of the lowest. So.
Like, I felt so confident with my over yesterday. And by, like, the sixth inning, I said to myself, wow, I don't feel good about going over anymore.
Yeah, it was tough.
This is low. But you also already went over, so I'll just do the opposite of what you're doing to make it exciting. And I'll say under.
He's go on Jake's permanent record, you know.
That's fine.
He's been bad anyway in the over-under.
I see a lot of red recently. Oh, and a lot of red the more I scroll up. So yeah.
It's a rough go for Jake.
Bad brain.
Bad brain. All right. That ends the pregame show. Oh, we can go to the chat where Jake is. And Jake says he's picking the push. He's taking 8.5 on the nose.
Sounds about right.
Kershaw will go 8. Hope not. Did you read that New York Post article about Gary?
I didn't read it, but I read the headline, got kind of mad, and somebody tweeted the general idea of what it said and said that the body of the article reflected the headline.
Yeah.
So I just...
I read it, decided I'm not going to tweet or make a comment about it because that's exactly what the goal is. But yeah, pretty ridiculous that it can get posted. Like that,
you can just say that.
It can fall through. Yeah. It's pretty nuts. Gavin Brissino says that Kershaw's transitioning right now. So is Jake.
I was going to say, in what way? And is it going to be a family-friendly way?
Jake's doing, it's kind of, you know, testing out all his bases.
Just trying stuff out. Sounds about right. Good for Clayton, though.
Would be good. All right, that ends the pregame show. Thank you guys very much for listening. We're like an hour and a half out from game time. Enjoy the game, and then make sure you tune in for Talking Yanks series recap. There's been a lot to talk about already. They've been pretty good games. Jake says he's fully transitioned, and we'll let those be the last words of the show. Jake is now a woman.
Ball and Play 2, presented by DraftKings, is underway. Head over to our Warehouse Games channel to see all the action from Ball and Play. Get some skin in the game and download the DraftKings app right now. Don't forget to use our promo code Warehouse. That's promo code Warehouse only at DraftKings Sportsbook. The crown is yours.